I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Trisha Everding, let's talk about Kristi Noem.
All right, let's do it.
There is a story that has been percolating for about a week now.
Oh, I wonder if I've heard this one.
Yeah, you have. I guarantee that you have, because everybody's heard this story now. Actually, you know what? Everybody within our realm has heard this story.
Could you just brief me on what the story was?
Yes, of course I will.
Thank you.
We're going to get there.
Okay.
But I'm trying to figure out whether this is something that everybody already knows or not. And I don't know that they have. It's like pervasive.
For her sake,
but
I hope not.
Kristi Noem says she shot and killed her dog. Now, the weird thing about this story is not you had to put down old Yeller because he was getting old and you're on a farm and you're not going to take him to get euthanized with a shot. That's normal stuff. If that was it, if it was like, oh, our beloved family dog had a broken hip and we knew that was
a mercy thing and it was time.
Yeah,
and
yeah. Mm-hmm. But she released a memoir or some sort of book. I think every single person who wants to be a part of the Trump White House is releasing a book right now.
It's the time to do it.
It really is. So all the VP candidates are like, it's book time. And they're doing a pretty good job because they're getting out there. We're getting some great interviews out of it. But the way that she says she killed her dog is what's getting all the attention. I guess her book is called No Going Back, The Truth on What's Wrong with Politics and How We Move America Forward. It sounds great. Noem stated that she killed her 14-month-old wire-haired pointer, whom Noem intended to use for hunting pheasants. When she took Cricket, that's the name of the dog, out for a hunt, the dog, who she said had an aggressive personality, went out of her mind with excitement, chasing all those birds and having the time of her life. Cricket, she said, behaved like a trained assassin, as was dangerous to anyone she came in contact with. I hated that dog, Noem shared. And then, I guess, it attacked some chickens nearby. So they said we had to put her down. But she bragged about being tough enough to do that to that dog.
This is maybe the dumbest thing I've ever heard anybody put in writing. It would be one thing. So you hear a story like this, right? And you think, oh, the left is going after a Republican for doing what, you know, the Lord's work and putting down their dog because it's merciful. And
this dog was barely over a year old, though.
No, this woman just murdered a puppy and then put it in her book and was like, look at me, I murdered a puppy. Can I be VP? What are you talking about? Who read this and thought, you know what, somebody out there is going to find this endearing?
Yeah, where's her editor?
Right.
Like, where's your team?
What is happening?
Going, no, hang on. This is like the thing you put out before you go big.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do that. You can talk about being tough. Don't talk about shooting the barely year old dog. and being proud. Even the way she talked about it.
It makes her seem like an icky human.
Yeah, if you frame it differently and say, look, this isn't something we wanted to do, but when you have a hunting dog and the dog is so out of its mind that it can't be trained, that dog has no purpose anymore. Now, if you framed it like
so
that...
So I took it to a shelter. I rehomed it. Put this in my book.
Exactly. Let's say that she still did all those things. Just reframing the story a little bit could help. But she brags about being like, ah, that's what you got to do. That dog was sucked, so we just shot it.
Okay. Did you kick a baby on your way out? I don't know.
Yeah. But is her career over? That's why I opened with talking about how pervasive this story is.
Do you know how much longer she has on her term?
I don't know that. I know that she was a VP candidate, and that's the main thing.
Yeah, I don't think she will be now.
Like, that ends that, right?
That is over.
Because that
is done, at least this cycle.
Only thing people talk about when she's saying anything is, oh, she killed her dog. She shot her dog. Mm-hmm. That is, it's such graphic imagery that you're she's never going to run away from this. This is the Howard Dean scream for her. Whoa!
At least that is funny to play back.
It's funny.
This is horrific.
But it destroyed his career.
Yeah,
he was the lead candidate, and then he did one weird thing that the media just ran with, and in that case, it was funny, but it kind of killed him. This looks like that to me.
Yeah, I don't understand this. I don't understand how... I don't understand the ego a person has to have to get this through, like you said, an editor, a publisher, family members, that story. Either she's got a bunch of people around her that want to sabotage her, or she won't listen to anybody around her, because there is no way that that was written and then read, like peer reviewed and rubber stamped by everybody.
It's a fact. Yeah, you can't do it because you have so many consultants when you're at the level that she's at. I mean, she's the governor of a smaller state. But she is a national public figure. She had a rising star. In fact, I would have handicapped her as number one for a while as VP candidate, or at least one or two. But then the stuff about her having that affair came out, and I still thought she could probably get past this, but it does hurt her. She's not number one or two anymore.
But it's politics, and we're willing to put up with some skeeziness.
And there wasn't any... It was a weird story because the people in her orbit talk about how open she was about the affair, even around her husband. So that's weird. And it kind of that's the kind of thing that when you see somebody, those stories stick. But they're not as sticky as that lady shot her dog.
Yeah.
And so I just don't know that she could be done like that.
I think she has terrible judgment, and I wouldn't want her in charge of anything I'm a part of.
Which is so weird because people that I know pretty well, and I think you do too, I don't even know if you know some of the people that worked on her campaign are right around us, actually. And I don't know that they worked on her vice presidential campaign, like the now, but they worked with her in the past. And they said she is whip smart, super fast, super quick, creative with solutions and stuff. And they really spoke highly of her because not everybody who consults, you know, it's a job. Mm-hmm. Some people hire you to consult and you go, I will do my best with what you have given me to work with, which is not a lot. And then they help. But they spoke very highly of her, like, oh yeah, she really has it together. She's going to go places. And then this kind of stuff, man, ouch.
Ouch. Yeah,
Have you ever been to South Dakota, by the way?
I have not.
My family took a driving vacation through there. Here's what's
weird
about
it. How long does it take to get up there?
So if you go to the bottom right corner of South Dakota, which is the closest to us from here, it's only about 8 hours.
Oh, that's not bad.
And that is, I think, Sioux Falls is right around there. And that's a beautiful city. So we stopped there. We did a one-day drive, stopped there. And Sioux Falls is gorgeous. And then we drove the whole state across, like, westward to Rapid City, where Mount Rushmore is and everything. It is an awesome trip. If you ever have kids, which we'll talk about in a minute, it is such a fun little family driving trip because South Dakota knows it's South Dakota.
Mm-hmm. Like, and, how so?
Well, it knows South Dakota knows that it is a vast expanse of space with very little there. until you get to the western part of the state where you got the Badlands.
Do they have like things that pop up along your drive just to like keep you entertained? Is that?
That's exactly where I was going
with
that. Yeah. Every about an hour on the drive, there's some random stop that's like, you have to stop at the Corn Palace.
The world's largest chair.
Yes. And it's the goofiest stuff. But it is perfectly timed for that drive for you, because the 8-hour drive is cool from here. St. Louis, it's pretty easy. But once you get to South Dakota, then you're just driving straight west across that state. It's like Kansas. Like, there's just nothing. But they know who they are. They know where you're headed, which is Mount Rushmore in the Badlands. And so they know, okay, at this point, the kids are going to get tired and hungry, and you're going to have this here, and this here, and this here. It's perfect.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was a lot. And we didn't know that. And so, like,
pleasant surprise.
We go another hour and, like, oh, here's an old West town that somebody salvaged.
Stop, get some chicken nuggets.
Exactly.
And see the saloon.
And we spent an entire day on just a 5-hour drive because we kept stopping and spending, like, quite a bit of time at these things. Because normally, if it's the world's biggest chair, you go get a picture and you walk away. And there's a couple of those, but there's some great spots that are a great vacation. So, highly recommend. You are pregnant.
I am.
So we're going to talk about that. Like, I want to know how it happens.
I'm going to unpack that later.
Yeah, let's talk about this because it is still very, very confusing to me. Like I mentioned, I do have 3 kids. Don't know anything about the process.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm told that they're mine, and I just trust that that's true.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.